Yes, it's the, you know, midnight tonight. We're halfway through the best month of the year, the month of June. It's just flying by. I hope you're enjoying it. June Dairy Month, and there's so much to celebrate. Birthdays and Father's Day, Juneteenth. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
You agree? It's certainly one of the best months of the year.
I was just sitting here thinking that, if I were like you and my birthday had just passed, this is what happens in my house, is I would start telling my children, you know, my birthday is coming up. So that they would know that they only have, 360 more days to prepare. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah. I think you've made good case that June is a good month.
Yeah, I could tell the needle's moving a little bit for you. You're going to maybe think of it as second to October. But here's the thing. My wife said the other day, she goes, I know you love having your birthday in June, but I mean, it is so close to Father's Day. She was trying to kind of point out kind of one of the negatives of it, a June 12th birthday. But I'm like, and so she just kind of like, sometimes you may just get a gift that just like, this is your birthday and Father's Day. So there you go.
Right. That's what happens to Heather every year because her birthday's on May 1st. And so she's, it's always 2 weeks apart from Mother's Day or so.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we run into that here too.
All right. So I tell you what, here's what we plot and we plan and we strategize behind the scenes should we ask a question of the day. And I think we're going to wait. I'll give you time to prepare for tomorrow. The question for Father's Day, and I'll post it on the Wib Wake Up Show page tonight, and then we'll have a nice run-up to tomorrow, is going to be, what's a story you like to tell about your dad? So will be, but maybe even this morning we can start with the idea of maybe some, I think we've grappled here publicly about sometimes Mother's Day can be kind of tricky because, and Father's Day can be too, can it?
Yeah, I think for sure that, I think our for many reasons, Father's Day can be tricky. Mother's Day can be tricky. I think sometimes it's grappling with our own relationships with our parents. I think as we get older and they get older, I think there's sometimes questions around that. Always those questions about what does it look like to honor our parents, love our parents well. I love my dad, but he wasn't around much when I was growing up, and so for me, there's always a lot of questions around what does it look like to love and honor him well through that, kind of in this season of life.
Right. I mean, I think all across the board, it just seems like there is and we've got our friend Sam who's here this morning. And he's kind of studying behind the scenes, and he's seeing me stretch out my arms, and he's just like, wow, this guy uses, hand movements even when nobody can see them. But anyhow, yes, the fact is that, we talk about in African-American households, the staggering number of, fatherless homes. And so when I even suggest the question, like, tell us a favorite story you like to share about your dad, and I love honesty. I was telling God on my driving this morning, God, I just love honesty. But it's hard to get there, and you have to be smart about, different, who do you share what with? But, I mean, it's just that there's a lot of hurt and pain. And when it comes to parental hurt and pain, I'm not saying there can't be some with moms, but it seems like there's a lot more with dads, whether it's absence or even when they were present, it was hurtful.
Yeah. Well, I think even if you look at some of the, the data around the number of cards that are purchased for Mother's Day versus Father's Day, there definitely seems to be a difference there. I mean, some of that may come down to often moms may appreciate cards more than dads do. I don't know, but I think it's a fairly striking difference that happens some of the time.
You're leading me into that story I love to tell. I'm going to tell it really fast, but I mean, there was a prison. Gordon Dalby, I think, tells this story, and they put out Mother's Day cards, and they were just gobbled up and sent out, and they put out cards for Father's Day, and they just were left there. So.
Right. Yeah, I think that's probably the story that's coming to mind for me around that. But
All right, let's close it out with Galatians 2:15-16 this morning.
Sure. So that says, if I can find it here, you and I are Jews by birth, not sinners like the Gentiles. Yet we know that a person is made right with God by faith in Jesus Christ, not by obeying the law. And we have believed in Christ Jesus so that we might be made right with God because of our faith in Christ, not because we have obeyed the law. For no one will ever be made right with God by obeying the law.
And in your devotional commentary on the entire New Testament, Galatians 2:15 and 16 goes like this. Some people place a lot of hope in their pedigree, believing that the right country, church, or ethnicity is what earns my approval. Not so. Do you want to know what makes you right with me? Faith in what my son accomplished. You cannot follow rules perfectly enough to prove your worth. You fall far short of perfection every day, but I do not base my love for you on your action or inaction. Are you looking for something to do? Believe in my son. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think for me, as we're reading through that again, I think the reminder that it's comes back to faith in Christ. You know, I think so often we're looking for ways to make ourselves right or ways to exclude other people, and it really comes back to Christ.
But I mean, certainly belief should, you know, if belief comes first, I mean, belief leads to behavior and changes in
for
behavior,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but I think that's really our starting point. You know, I'm again reminded of what you've talked about with Brennan Manning. You know, I think that we're never going to be as we should be. Now, that doesn't mean we don't try, but it means that God loves us where we are. And, so that's kind of where that comes to me today.
Very good. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Jason Cairns on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Hearing from Sue from Cadott, Sam, here on the listener line at 715-396-1670. And give her best shot at pronouncing the name. She says today is the 14th birthday of Jeliah Spencer Seeley. And Grandma Sue says, much love to a wonderful granddaughter. Thank you. So how about a special birthday song for her?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy, happy birthday, all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy, happy birthday, all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
That's a big deal. All right, so if she's 14 and she's up this early in the morning, better than I was at 14, Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I struggle to be up early now.
Yeah.
And I'm exactly. No longer 14.
Well, you have not, when you were told about getting here mighty early, like 5:15 in the morning, you didn't bat an eyelash, so.
I mean, initially, no.
Yeah.
You have to at least come off strong. To begin with.
You were in the presence of your boss, Greg Stewart, and you didn't like wince. You didn't go, ooh, that's really early.
Oh, yeah. I have to make sure that he knows I am very capable, and I am.
Yeah.
I think.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got birthday greetings going out today as well to Brendy. And Valerie Olson today, and our friend Habaku in Liberia. Eric Johnson at Houston Baptist, had a chance to be with him, 4 years ago for a conference down there. And so happy birthday to those folks today. And Sam, let's share the other folks they share this as a birthday with on the world and national scene. Apparently, starting us off, Chinese leader Xi Jinping is 70 today.
I was kind of glad you took that one because I was looking at it and I was nervous. Like how
I was still nervous.
I think that's how I would have said it though. Jim Belushi is 69 years old. I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, his more famous older brother John Belushi, right? So passed way too in the early 80s. Julie Haggerty from Airplane is 68.
Helen Hunt is 60.
Do you know her?
Nope.
From Mad About You, oh my, from with Paul Reiser.
I'm not the most cultured person you'll ever meet.
All right, Courtney Cox, 59, from Friends.
Rapper, actor Ice Cube is 54. I don't know who that is either.
Leah Remini from King of Queens, 53.
Neil Patrick Harris is 50.
Sterling Gerrans from The Conjuring Films is 19.
See, that reference I didn't understand.
See, that one I didn't.
Celebrity Kid Northwest is 10 years old today.
All right, and we got a promise of the day from Psalm 25:14. I will reveal my secrets to those who fear me. Psalm 25:14, I will reveal my secrets to those who fear me. Check the devotion that goes with that at 365promises.com. I know a guy who's got something to say. It's Farmer John at Govan's on the line with us this morning on WWIB. Farmer John, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. It's a nice, cool morning. Great on the farm.
That's right. I caught you on the news recently. You were talking about the drought situation going on.
There were so many more things I would have liked to have said, but you know, you do interviews and then you think of things you should have said afterwards. But yeah, we're in the middle of a really serious drought, and you know, pray for all the farmers in the area.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, we got some rain, you know, last weekend, but we could use more. And again, the percentage chances just seem a little bit too small here in the forecast, you know?
Well, they do. And, you know, we're lucky we get to irrigate, but I think I've irrigated as much. Well, last summer we irrigated quite a bit too, but I think I've irrigated as much this spring as we do for the whole year sometimes. Our strawberry crop is going to almost 100% rely on artificial water this year.
Mm-hmm. And again, you can get by and you're more capable with that. I know in the news they'd been talking about the drought of 1988, and that was horrendous, you know, May to August, no rain. But again, that's more costly to the farmers, right? So
it is. It adds a cost to it. The interesting thing is when it doesn't rain, weeds don't germinate, funguses don't grow, molds don't grow.
Govins.
So we started picking yesterday, and the quality of the fruit that we picked yesterday is amazing because it's been dry, so the fruit's healthy.
Yeah, but we want to, this is what we're positive on. I mean, govinsfarm.com, people can learn more about strawberry picking, and hey, this is that time of the year, the strawberry season. People look forward to this year round.
It's just getting rolling. We've got a 2 to 3 week season. Next week it's going to get hot, so that'll make things ripen pretty fast. But, you know, whether you come and pick at Govins or you're going to pick at another patch, everybody's got their favorite and everybody's got their neighborhood. It's a short season. You got to get out and do it.
Yeah, and so I'm at govinsfarm.com, and it talks about whether you want to pick or you want to just take advantage of somebody else's having picked for you, right?
Right. We provide either way. Pre-picked or pick your own.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great family outing if you want to come out and pick berries. Once we've got enough strawberries that we can be open for you pick, we think Friday.
Okay. So already tomorrow, and you've got it slated as 7 to noon and 3 to 6 or until they're picked out, right?
Until they are picked out. Mm-hmm. Always later in the day, if you want to come for that afternoon session, make sure to call ahead. Make sure we're going to have some strawberries left for you.
Now, I guess we've had this worker shortage all across every industry. I mean, and that includes you still looking for a helping hand as far as strawberry picking is concerned?
Oh, absolutely. We'd take a few more pickers. We're short-staffed in the store. We could use a wagon ride driver. We're all in the same boat out here.
Hmm. Well, you run a great operation year-round, and we love talking with you. And again, the strawberry season hours, check those out at govinsfarm.com. But just to say on the air, Mondays through Thursday, 7 to noon, 3 to 7. Friday, 7 to noon and 3 to 6. And then Saturday, 7 to 3. Sunday, 9 to 3. So you got it going on. And we'll join you in praying for the farmers and praying for some rain, right?
We could all use a good prayer.
Amen. And a good shower at this point.
Yes, I would stand out in the rain. Just talk on the radio if I could.
I know, exactly. We'll celebrate together. Farmer John, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. Farmer John, not to be confused with PCD John, our buddy who's the big Philip Craig and Dean fan, but at Govins there, Govins Farm, again, learn more at govinsfarm.com. Strawberry picking season is underway, and always got so much going on there throughout the year. We got some Father's Day quotes ahead of Sunday, so we're going to alternate through these. Why don't you start us off, Sammy?
Yeah, so Gettys says, any man can be a father, but it takes someone special to be a dad.
There you go. Also, Clarence Kellen, have no idea, says, my father didn't tell me how to live. He lived and let me watch him do it. Yeah.
That's a good one, leading by example. Mm-hmm. This one's from Unknown. A small boy's definition of Father's Day. It's just like Mother's Day, only you don't spend so much.
Isn't that the case? It used to be the number one day for you would call collect, and that's before cell phones, and you'd call collect on Father's Day more than any other day. Dad would pick up the charge. Charles Wadsworth said, by the time a man realizes that maybe his father was right, he usually has a son who thinks he's wrong.
Huh.
The way it works.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Harmon
Killebrew.
Killebrew.
Former slugger with the Minnesota Twins.
Cool. I did not know that. My father, he says, my father used to play with my brother and me in the yard. My mother would come out and say, you're tearing up the grass. We're not raising grass, Dad would reply. We're raising boys.
Ah, I love it.
I love that. Good old grass stains.
That is good. Jim Valvano, the late coach of North Carolina State, won the title back in 83, says, my father gave me the greatest gift anyone could give another person. He believed in me. Love that from Jimmy V.
It's a good one. Sigmund Freud?
Freud.
Freud. I cannot think of any need in childhood as strong as the need for a father's protection.
Mm. Yeah, also, Paul Lewis said, a father's words are like a thermostat that sets the temperature in the house.
I love how they bring the thermostat into that, because that's kind of a stereotypical dad thing.
The
thermostat.
Yeah.
Don't touch the thermostat.
Yeah.
Dan Zevin, lately all my friends are worried that they're turning into their fathers. I'm worried that I'm not.
Mm. And finally, John Sinor says, it's admirable for a man to take his son fishing, but there's a special place for a father who takes his daughter shopping. So there you go. Some thoughts, some sayings about Father's Day ahead of the big day on Sunday. And of course, we look to the Heavenly Father as our lead, our guide, our inspiration, our model. Ephesians 5 says, be imitators of God. We have various categories. And one of the things we have, news and nuggets here this morning. And so let's just kind of work through the stories here this morning, Sam. One of the stories, the top story this morning, Speed Cuber solves Rubik's Cube in 3 seconds, sets new world record. This is crazy.
Now, I had this thing. I bought a Rubik's Cube because I'm like, what's with all the rave?
Yeah.
And then I like to say afterwards, the summary of my sometimes as a fallen human being commitment issues can be summed up in the half solved Rubik's Cube that is still sitting on my desk.
Okay.
I need to finish it.
Well, I'll tell you what, this guy didn't take too long. A Rubik's Cube world record has been set by an American man at the Long Beach 2023 World Cube Association Competition. 21-year-old Max Park solving a Rubik's Cube within 3.13 seconds, beating the previous record by 0.34 of a second.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. Hey, he's 21. I'm 21 years old. Obviously, I'm not doing something right here.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, we're each our own unique being.
That's right.
You're drinking enough water. Is this your water?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Wow. My 72-ounce jug.
You got all these great messages on here. Good morning. Do it for yourself at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., keep trying. 1 p.m., drink more. 3 p.m., replenish energy. 5 p.m., don't give up. 7 p.m., almost there. 9 p.m., yeah, you did it. Do you drink this a day?
Sometimes the whole thing, sometimes two whole things.
How much does it hold?
I think it's 72 ounces.
Wow.
Or whatever the...
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
64?
No, I'm a runner, so I need my water.
So how far do you run?
It depends. I can't go as far as I used to be able to. I used to run cross country with the Chippewa Valley Lightning Bolts, who might sound familiar, but did track and cross country with them.
Okay.
So I got out of running for several or a couple years, and so just recently getting back into it, because unlike... I love to see people, you know, scrunch up their nose and recoil when I say I love running.
Huh.
It's one of my favorite physical activities.
That's fantastic.
It's a good time.
Well, we'll tell you what, later this morning we'll get into other news and nuggets. Ants may be better communicators than humans. That and more later this morning in the WIB Wake Up Show. All right, WWIB, and we're big humans. We know how to communicate, right? Well, apparently ants may be better communicators than us. What do you think of that, Sam?
That's really interesting. I'm looking at this headline here, and
I know ants are incredible workers, right?
Right. I think it's in Proverbs. It's like, go to the ant, you sluggard, or something like
that. Yeah,
they're used as an example of hard work. And thinking about how well we humans communicate, and an animal or an insect communicating better, I had the thought, is that really saying much?
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, think about it. Like, we humans, I mean, I know I have my communication flaws for sure.
Yeah, maybe they're not using social media. So a new study suggests that ants are superior communicators compared to humans. Scientists have discovered a unique processing center in the ant's brain, which enables a solitary scout ant to infiltrate a human home and then summon its fellow colony members.
Well, there you go. Ants perceive
chemicals using their antenna and communicate using many different types of pheromones that can mean different things.
Huh.
Sounds kind of nice.
I don't know. So what can we take away from that? How can that be a lesson for it? We can learn about, you know, we're supposed to look at ants and their working, but, I mean, what if we don't have the skills that they have? What if we don't have the tools?
That's a really interesting question. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. I don't know. Maybe a good takeaway could just be communicate better.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's advice that I give as it's graduation season, but it's also wedding season. I know we've got a wedding on our calendar in 9 days. Do you have one this summer?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. But I always advise, especially the guys. This is from James 1:19. This is my communication advice as well. Be quick to listen. Two ears. Slow to speak. One mouth. Slow to become angry. Great marriage advice. No book could be better, okay? That's great advice right there.
Honestly, all the way around.
Yeah.
That's just a really good reminder.
It's huge.
Us humans need help when it comes to that sort of communication, I think.
Yeah. Particularly us guys, okay? I'm just saying.